Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Kerry speaking.
Hi, Kerry. It's Joanne Bain, Middy's mum. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you, Joanne. And yourself?
Good. I've got some good news. And Middy started to eat his solid food.
Oh,
only,
excellent.
Only little bits, but he's starting to eat and show interest in it.
Yeah.
My question was, last Saturday when I come in, I got some Sisapride,
yep.
That's it, for him to try and increase his appetite. And at that time, he wasn't interested in eating, like I persisted with it, with what it said. But I've actually, like, I used what I had trying to get him to eat, and he didn't eat.
Yep.
Am I able to get any more of that?
Okay, so how much is he actually starting to eat now, like, do you think? Is it just a nibble here and there, or is it...
This morning, I think because his pain meds are actually starting to really help him with the increased dose. Like this morning, I attempted to feed him before I critical care fed him, and he actually ate, I've grown my own, like, cos, and he actually ate, like, 3 leaves of the cos, but then that was it. No, I've had enough. I don't want to chew anymore.
Yeah.
And then I topped up with the critical care. And then at lunchtime today, once again, I gave him just one small leaf of butter lettuce, and he ate another small leaf of cos.
Mm-hmm.
And I topped him up. It's sort of like, okay, well, that's hurting now. I don't want to eat anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering whether or not, like, he would push through if he was actually, whatever that sissy pride does, whether or not he would actually push through to try and eat a little bit more of the solid.
Yeah, it's a gut stimulant to help obviously move things when they're not really wanting to eat. Because he is starting to eat. I'll just double check with Vanessa whether or not she wants you to continue that or whether or not she wants to try and off it.
Okay.
But yeah,
well,
he
hasn't had any since because the one that I got on Saturday, I had to give him on Saturday, then on Sunday, then I had to do, I think, 3 on Saturday, then 2 on Sunday, then the last one was Monday, and I had a little bit left, so I did it Monday afternoon as well, and he's had nothing of that since. Yeah.
But he is starting to eat a bit more. Okay.
Yeah,
he's not showing any signs of bloating or anything like that?
I don't think so, no.
No? And he's passing feces okay? Like, they're good size and form and everything?
They are now that he's eaten that bit this morning, because I actually... Yesterday afternoon when I gave him his critical care feed, I thought, I'm just going to try you yesterday afternoon and see whether or not you're going to, like, take anything at all. Because before that, he was just rejecting it. He's like, no, no, no. And yesterday afternoon, he took, like, half a costly, like, half of one of my small costly.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's promising. And then this morning, I just kept doing the same thing. And, like, I fed him just before, but he didn't want any of the, like, leaves as such. He just wanted his critical care.
Yeah. So he's getting critical care. Is he getting any, like, hay or anything like that?
I've got hay in there. He's just not interested in touching any of that. But he's happy to eat, like, the soft leaves. I think he's worried that it's going to stick his ulcer.
Sure. So, yeah, okay. So it's pretty much the critical care you're getting in and the cos lettuce at this stage.
Yes, yeah. He doesn't want anything. I have tried him with capsicum. He doesn't want any of that. I've got the soft cucumber. I actually took the skin off the cucumber, and he's not actually eating that either because I thought that was quite scary. But, yeah, he doesn't want a bar of that, but he'll sit there and he'll take, like, bits of cos leaf or a little bit of grass. I actually got some little sprigs of grass from outside.
Sure. Okay. Well, I'll just see if that's enough for Vanessa to warrant not giving any more. But,
okay.
Yeah, I'll just double-check with her. I won't be a minute there for you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling The Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come off hold. Have you recently purchased a new pet and would like to know the best options for its care? We give advice on dietary requirements, housing, environmental considerations, and integration into your family as part of our routine health check examination. We will also examine your pet's feces for parasites and complete a physical examination during your visit. You are free to ask as many questions as you like, and we appreciate the option for family members to attend the visit with your new pet. The Exotics Vet is pleased to offer in-house blood analysis for both sick and healthy pets, routine and non-routine surgery options, and clinical management of your pet during illness in our purpose-designed clinic. We also offer in-house options for X-ray and ultrasound assessment, should your pet require it. If you have any questions regarding the health of your pet, please ask us when you come off hold.
Are you there, Joanne?
Yes.
Yeah, Vanessa's just deep in conversation with a client at the moment, so I can't interrupt her. So what I'll do, I'll find out and I'll give you a call back, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I just wanted to know whether or not that was a possible option or not, or whether or not, yeah, they're just happy for keep giving in.
Keep going with what you're doing, certainly.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll find out when she's finished conversation, and then
okay.
I'll give you a call back a little bit later.
Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Joanne.
Okay,
bye.
Bye.